As the Bush administration occupies Iraq, it is asking other nations to share the burden. U.S. officials said this week they expect some 20 to 30,000 troops from other countries will be in Iraq by August. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that those countries include Ukraine, a former Soviet republic that is trying to get back into Washington's good graces.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz acknowledges it's been challenging to muster international support in Iraq, so the U.S. is casting a wide net.
The contributions that have been offered from countries as different as Netherlands, Slovakia, Denmark, Ukraine, there are a number of countries that we're talking to that we can't talk about until they make a decision to commit. But we are trying to be quite wide-reaching in who we consider here.
Before the war, the Bush administration accused Ukraine's president, Leonid Kuchma, of authorizing the sale of the Kolchuga advanced radar system to Iraq. Now the U.S. is covering the cost for Ukraine to send 1,800 peacekeepers to Iraq. Adrian Karadnitsky of Freedom House sees it as a good sign that Ukraine is getting over the Kolchuga affair.
A vulnerable Ukrainian president and a Ukrainian elite, which is getting a lot of pressure from Russia, is seeking to improve its relations with the United States and seeking to make amends for the greediness and the corruption of its president.
The U.S. has not been able to show any tangible evidence that Ukraine actually shipped the radar system to Iraq. Ukraine consistently denied even authorizing the sale. One State Department official says simply, "We agreed to disagree about the matter." Anders Asland of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace is pleased the Kolchuga dispute, which dominated U.S.-Ukrainian relations for months, has been brushed aside. He argues it's important to continue to engage the ex-Soviet state.
Politically, Ukraine remains in the middle ground between democracy and dictatorship, and it's still very unclear where Ukraine will end up.
But that raises the question of what kind of allies the U.S. now has in Iraq. Again, Karadnitsky of Freedom House, which promotes democracy around the world.
It's not that the United States is trying to put together a coalition of the, you know, dregs of the world, and all sorts of countries and states are going to be enlisted into this coalition, including weak states like Ukraine. It's a quilt of different kinds of cloth.
Karadnitsky notes that a multinational peacekeeping force will be led by Poland, which he says is no longer a sick man in Europe, but a dynamic country and important U.S. ally. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.